Hello, ATS. This is Kid Cudi coming from the Above Top Secret Podcasting Forum. This is in reply to Freedom ERP. He is a member here on ATS. He had replied on my John Lear comments and how I felt about that, and also my Haiti. My Haiti and Harp podcast. Now, yes, I have seen a lot of craft, and it has taken me sometimes months to analyze these and think about them and try to decide if they are in fact real craft or not. Now, most of them, yes, I can decide that that they are real or not. From the ones I've had pictures of, I haven't posted any of those on ATS, and I'm not going to, for the simple fact that I don't want to just listen to a bunch of people's shit and hear them talk me down and saying, oh, that's not real, that's not real. You know, that discourages people when you do that to them. And for me, that just makes me want to go out and find another UFO. But I'd rather do it without having to listen to everybody's crap about how fake the image is or something like that. That's why I don't post my own pictures. If you want to see them, you need to contact me. And maybe if you're lucky, then I'll send them to you. But anyways, back on topic. Yes, aliens, you said something about the aliens traveling millions and millions of miles to just to pick one person, or pick people at random. You know, and my opinion on that is that, you know, they see someone who looks like a good candidate, or, you know, you actually have the ability to communicate with them. Some people don't, but that's one of the things. If you're more likely to communicate with them, then I think they're going to communicate with you, and they're going to either abduct you, do what they do, I don't know. As you quoted, stick something in your butt. Now, I actually did laugh at that. It was pretty funny, so thanks for the laugh. But we all know, and I honestly don't know if that's what they do. I've never been abducted, and I don't want to be abducted. You also mentioned something about the communication aspect and why we don't just have a civilized communication. Well, or a civilized conversation. Well, I'll tell you why. Because aliens or extraterrestrials or grays or mems, whatever you want to call them, they all give out a certain field of energy, just as humans do, how animals can sense our fear. Aliens give out a type of energy that is fearful. That's why when people say they encountered aliens, they're scared. They just have vibe was the word I'm looking for. They give out a vibe that's full of fear, and it is quite weird. And I'm not talking from experience. It's quite weird. I don't know anyone, but I know of people just like the rest of you guys. Y'all have heard the stories. You hear about them, and these people say that they were scared and all that, and things like that. And another point you made was that why aliens would travel here to just abduct one person. Well, I've already kind of answered that, but I want to go back to it. Maybe that person knows something that the aliens want to know. Maybe they have something, you know, maybe they have something inside their body that the aliens want. I couldn't answer that. Give me $1 million and I could probably make up an answer for you, but other than that, I can't answer it. And you also mentioned how lucky I am and to see these things. these UFOs in the skies, you know, the crazy stuff underwater. If you just spend enough time out in nature, just out in the world, you know, looking up at night, you know, going out to the ocean, which I've done a lot, that's really fun, but it also turns into something very scary when you see something when you don't know what it is. Now, it's not a matter of being lucky. I think what it is the fact that some people just, they happen to be there at the right time. You know, I don't know if it's planned by them for them to be up in the sky at that time and let people see them. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that it's not luck when you see these things. It's not skill either. It's just at random. It just happens. You can't control it. Excuse me. But one thing that is weird is you actually can, you can kind of sense that they're there. Like, you know, you're outside and, excuse me. You're outside and you kind of know that they're there. And I mean, that's just how it goes. Well, this is my comment on, what's his name? This is my comment on Freedom ERP's comment to my podcast. This is Kid Cudi signing off. Peace.